This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
90% of the time, I have no idea what the f*** I'm talking about.
It is officially Friday, everybody. So
what's up?
Enjoying your Friday.
It's Friday night morning. Enjoy it.
So go ahead and text in your percentage questions. You can ask a question or you can help us answer. And Kevin, the first one that comes in, what percentage of people smile and nod when they have no idea what's being talked about?
I think 100% of humans have done that at least one time in their life.
I do it a lot. I'm not going to lie. People start talking and I've already stopped listening to them and I'll just be like, yeah.
See, for
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. I want them to feel like I care.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure I've been the victim of that before. For me, it's not that I'm not listening. It's just if I've already asked, what did you say like once or twice and I just can't figure it out, then I'm just like, oh. You know, I have no clue.
Or if somebody starts talking about something that I don't know, like, man, I have no clue what. How to connect to this conversation.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'll just kind of acknowledge it until I finally like, okay. You know, you always, Colby, you talk about Kevin and how he runs through his hallway of his Kevin brain.
Right.
And he just kind of pulls things from all these different
file cabinets that are alphabetized.
Use this.
How else would you do it?
I do that sometimes in conversations with people and I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about. So I'll just wait. Oh, I got a story about that. My turn to try and be in on this conversation because otherwise I'm useless for this.
My favorite answer to that is I have no idea what you're talking about and just walk away.
You don't even like stay and hang out or?
I mean,
no, why would he stay? He doesn't care.
It's a boring conversation about stuff that I'd have no interest in whatsoever or have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
You never think I'm going to stay and learn. That was a dumb question. To you, Corey.
From Tolo Mark, what percentage you get this text?
And 100.
He said 0000000. We say 100.
Yeah.
In your face.
We got it. So suck it.
No, you know.
Oh, is that not? That I'm sorry. I wasn't sure what we were doing.
But we appreciate
there at
the
text. Take that.
From the 469, what percentage of people think Ben is better than Ryan due to the counting numbers? Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, yeah.
What are counting numbers?
Yeah, I don't think we ever really figured out.
I'm going to check. I'm going to Google
it. It was probably RJ, right?
Yeah.
I respect bringing up the counting numbers just because it was hilarious.
The positive integer.
I mean, but do you really think that's what he meant? Or he's just like, it was the counting numbers.
I don't know. He actually likes numbers. Like, he's a stats guy. He loves using and twisting stats around matches argument.
But who watches more football?
I mean, it's Sean. No doubt about it. It's Sean Sharif. I think what I saw on Twitter was the game set match from Sean Sharif where RJ said, except for Monday Night Football, nobody watches Monday Night Football. And Sean was like, see, I do.
If you get in a competition about who watches more sports with Sean Sharif, you're going to lose. If you get in a competition about who watches more like other things in the world, you're always going to win because he watches The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or whatever. And that's like the only fun show that he watches. So
is that fun?
No.
I mean, his version of fun,
okay,
I guess.
Because
right. Remember,
because that's a competition. Actually, that's a competition.
Like, love sports.
See, but yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's the competition or the drama aspect, because I still remember when Corey and I walked into the Oxnard house and we started having a normal conversation.
Wait, y'all did The Bachelor at Oxnard?
No.
No.
We just walked into the house and they were all watching it, including Fish, just talking just like this. And they go, shh. And it wasn't like the end or whatever where they give out the flowers. They were just all hanging out and they were furious that we were talking over their show.
I think Fish was more like texting or tweeting something, but he was there for it too. So,
guys, my percentage question. I'm really curious about this. What percentage of adults have never been to a professional sporting event?
Ooh.
Because we're going to go to the Cowboys game on Saturday. And I know it's a preseason game, but my...
30%.
Really?
I think it's that high.
My son is really excited because he's like, I've never been to a Cowboys game at that stadium. And I was like, okay, right on. Let's go do the thing.
Are you counting high school sports and stuff, Reggie? Because you're looking at me
No, you said 30%. You said that that was high.
No, I think he's saying he's going high.
Yeah.
I don't think 30%.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
I go like 65%.
Have never been to a sporting event.
I've been to a sporting event. I've been to a few. I also know that there's a lot of people that maybe couldn't afford it. And there's also a lot of people that don't particularly care about sports that we're considering.
Yeah.
Man, this is interesting. This is one of the things where you step outside like the world you live in. Because the world I live in, I just can't fathom where an adult would have never been to any professional sporting event. But I guess that's a good point, is some people can't afford it, though I will point out that like they have hella cheap Rangers tickets all the time and Mavericks tickets and stuff like that. Like if you say a Cowboys game, I can get that. But yeah, and then some people just don't care. Some people don't have the time.
For some people, it's more fun to be at home and see it on the TV.
That's fascinating. I was going to say, like, I don't know, 18 to 20%. So
that's
this
a little
is blowing
low.
My mind.
That's a little
And I
low.
Might be high on this, but I do feel like it's probably higher than that.
Okay. Than I would love some range. Feedback here. 877-881-1053.
I had it at about 40%.
Now, did you say professional sporting event?
Yes.
So let's say you live in Oklahoma your whole life.
That's also a good point.
Like, OU is your football team.
Take that, Thunder.
Oh, yeah. All right. I forgot about that.
What have they ever done?
I know.
Let's say you live in Montana.
Sure.
Yeah, take that, Joe.
Yeah. Joe Montana's not the sporting event in Montana, okay?
I mean, you don't know that. After that.
I do know that, how actually.
How about you prove it?
You know what?
Have you ever,
I don't know it, but I'm going to act like
have
I do.
Have you ever been to Montana? Checkmate.
He has been in Nebraska, though.
Oh, that's true. Don't forget, we will be back in Nebraska Saturday morning. Got confirmation for a variety of guests already. It's going to be fun. Plus, I'm going to have my hodgepodge of K&C things to give away, plus an old G-bag flag. I'm just going to be giving you things that we have, so that's cool. From the 214, what percentage of people don't wear underpants?
I'm not wearing any right now.
Yeah, me neither.
Good.
That's a choice, though. Recently,
hold on. What's the other alternative? You're being forced not to wear underpants?
You don't have any clean underwear.
Oh, that's
gross. That's being forced to. So here's the situation. As I've gotten thinner, I have not purchased smaller boxers, but I have purchased smaller shorts. And so what happens is my boxers like fill out my shorts in a weird way, or my pants. And so I was I need to wear like thinner underwear or smaller underwear. And so I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm not wearing any underwear. And so that's what I've gone with. And it's also pretty comfortable, man. It's been summertime. You're wearing some gym shorts. Like, who needs underwear?
Right. The other side of it is man, it's just less laundry to do.
Man, there's nothing like having
is
to fold
really
your underwear.
Is that really that much added? Huh. Yeah, I heard once women it was 1 in 25, but you guys are insinuating that at worst it's 50% of men. That seems too high. I would say like 10%.
Well, right now you're the only person in this room
that's
wearing underwear.
And at least one person in an adjacent room leads me to believe that they might not disagree with you guys.
Sparkman, are you wearing underwear in there? Nope, that's 3 out of 5 right now.
Reggie, please, for the love of God.
Boxer briefs.
Okay, so, but even then, that's only 40% of the people here. Good Lord.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Some people can't afford underwear, Kevin.
Yeah, you got to watch out for that.
That's a good point.
Is that a good point?
I mean, it's either underwear or dinner, and they choose dinner.
Is this turning into a socioeconomic? Well, I mean, then I would say buy some underwear. Like, if those are your choices, you're going to buy underwear or go to a sporting event, I would say buy some underwear.
But earlier, you were taking shots at people who've never been to sporting events.
I wasn't taking shots at them. I just said I was surprised. I didn't say.
You know what? I don't pay to go to sporting events. I go because I have a press credential. That's the only reason. I don't pay to get in. And you notice I never take my family very scarcely unless I get free tickets.
Don't be Urban Meyer, man. Oh. I know you love your family.
I love them, but I can do other stuff.
By the way, somebody asked, do UFC and WWE count? Of course they do. Those are professional.
Well, at least one of those.
WWE. Take that, UFC.
I mean, I'd rather watch the WWE.
From the 469, what percentage of people know who Pikachu is? I mean, the percentage that have kids.
I think when Pokemon Go hit everybody's phones, the whole world knew.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
That was such a big craze, and I know it died off a little bit. And I haven't played it.
You know what's interesting though?
My kid has a Switch, and Pokemon Go in November is going to hit the Switch, and you can transfer it to your phone. You can play with other people. Like, it's going to be an awesome game.
Yeah.
And I used to think that Pokemon went away for a while because, like, I don't know, it came out when I was in high school or college, and then I didn't hear anything about it until I had a kid. But I realized it didn't actually go anywhere. I just didn't know about it because I didn't have a kid. But they're on, like, season 20 of their TV show or whatever. What? They've still put out 4 card sets every year. Their video games are insanely popular, and the out-of-print ones are so effing expensive. It's insane. So, yeah, Pokemon's been popular for a really long time. Did you know they're doing a live-action animated mix movie called Detective Pikachu with Ryan Reynolds?
Awesome.
What?
Can't wait.
I think he might be the voice of Pikachu.
Hey, from the 214, what percentage of people snuggle a pillow at night? I do.
I do, too.
I have a body pillow, and I snuggle it, I guess.
Does sleeping with one on your face count?
Okay.
A pillow or?
A pillow.
And okay. If you don't know,
to clarify.
Colby has had the same pillow case. Case or the whole thing?
The case.
Since he was like 2.
Yeah.
This thing, I mean, and he was growing a beard at 2, right? So
sure.
That thing is full of beard hair.
And probably all me, and not really any more of the pillowcase anymore. It's just probably just made of me.
But I do snuggle a pillow at night. Yeah, Adrian got me hooked on it. Adrian got
a boyfriend pillow.
Not a boyfriend pillow. It's just I don't like to cuddle. All right, I hate cuddling. Your body heat. I don't need it. I don't need body heat on me. I'm already hot enough. All right.
Right.
So she was like, "Hey, here's a body pillow." Started using that and was like, "Oh my gosh, I love this."
Wait, so she gave you a body pillow to break you into cuddling?
And it never worked, so I just stalled out there. Yeah, no, this was like when she was in college.
The body pillow would just be because you would just warm that thing up. Now you're
I need something between my legs. All right, something between my knees to keep my like. No, here's the reason.
Hey, just a reminder, tomorrow in this exact same segment, we'll do Masterpiece of the Week where...
I think Corey wins.
100% chance you hear that clip again.
Here's the thing, like, if you lay on your side, your hips will be just, like, they're not proportionately...
Out of line.
Yeah, they'll be out of line.
Right.
So if I have a pillow between my knees... then my hips are in line. And that keeps my back from going out.
Well, you could do that. You could body hump a pillow or something. Or you could just like spread your legs out in like a running style while you're sleeping. Like one leg over here and one leg over there. And now everything gets aired out.
From the 972, what percentage of the time do you guys actually believe in the products and services that you promote on air? I can't speak to other shows.
Upwards of 80 pounds lost.
But I can tell you, for us, it's 100%. I know Corey loves TX whiskey. I know we support the Frankels. And by God, do I know that soda has, I mean, I'll only speak for myself, changed my life. And I know how much you love it, too. Like, people see me in person. And we were at the owner's bar yesterday at the Omni. And somebody walked in there like, "Bro, I can't effing believe it." And they were just staring at me. And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he goes, "I heard your commercials and I thought they were BS."
Oh.
And here you are. And he goes, unbelievable. I was like, "Well, you can't just lie about the weight you've lost in a commercial air."
Yeah.
And like, it's legit. So
my sex life has been amazing.
Because of the pillow?
No, not because of the pillow, Colby.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I look better.
Did you just say that because of the disaster artist? So anyways, how's your sex life?
Oh, hey, Mark.
What a great movie. Everybody needs to watch
that. There was
movie.
another question I wanted to get to. Oh, somebody said from the 469, they snuggle a stuffed Pikachu and Squirtle. So there you go. Bam.
Did you say that's the other pillow or that's the outcome?
That's the other pillow.
Gotcha.
Squirtle, Squirtle. That's what he says.
Yeah. Or maybe her. For the KNC Masterpiece on 105 through the Fan.